Begin the current daf. Masechta Shabbos daf Mem Dal. Begin Amen Alf. Begin with taste of Masechta. Begins the words of the Gemara. Mitech Shadim Bal Al Mesli. Since a person is tumultuous, confounded regarding his dead person, Ilay Sharisli. If you don't permit him to go ahead and remove the body, Os Lechavui is going to come to extinguish the fire. She comes to explain what's the difference between this context regarding saving his dead and regarding saving his money. That is, the Gemara brought this Machlekes regarding if you're allowed to save a dead person from the fire. So the Gemara wanted to know what the case is talking about. So the Gemara said, seemingly it's regarding a machlekas of tiltal menatzat. Can you move it indirectly? Tanakama holds that's considered tiltal muktz and therefore it's prohibited. Whereas according to Yehuda, he held that's not considered and therefore you're allowed to go it and do it in the indirect way. So the Gemara, no. Everyone holds tiltal menatzat is shmei tiltal. So why does Yehuda Malakash hold its mutter? Because as a Taisa de Maschel quotes from the Gemara, since a person is confounded regarding his dead person, if you're not going to permit him to save him in the fire, he might come to do the malacha of a kibbutz, of extinguishing. Therefore, we permit him under these circumstances to stop him from violating the malacha of kibbutz to go ahead and remove, even though tiltal matzad is shmei tiltal. On that, says Taisa, Taisa is bothered by a question. Although, in regard to the context of saving his money, Amrina, we say actually, the exact opposite as the Gemara says, that the Gemara tells us that the reason why we don't permit him to save more than 3 meals worth on Shabbos is because, if you permit him to save more, he's going to come to extinguish. And here we say the exact opposite. We say to the contrary, we permit him to save the dead person, because if we don't let him save his dead person, he's going to come to extinguish. So which one is it? Do we permit more, or as it sounds like over here, or no? Do we not permit more to prevent it from extinguishing? So it says the Gemara, says Taisus, Hainu, the reason why it's different is Mishum Shein Mitzdar on the money. A person's not in so much pain on his money, Kamayal Mesa, like regarding his dead relative. The Sharislay, and to the contrary, if you're going to let him save his money more than 3 meals worth, Mitoich Shei Tarad Lahatzel, since he's going to be busy trying to save and scavenge and get in there, Yishkach, and this is the main point Taisus is saying, then he's going to forget Chayim Shabbos, that today is Shabbos, but Yavil Chabbos B'Shaik, he's going to come to extinguish it by mistake. So therefore we say, no, you can't. So the person knows, okay, that's it, out of sight, out of mind. I can't do more than 3 meals. I'm not going to be quickly running, going, and by mistake extinguishing in the heat of the moment. And although he sees it going up, okay, but money is money. Avla Mesa, but regarding his dead person, it's the opposite. Mitzdar b'yaiser, he's in more pain. V'lo sharisli, we don't permit him to go ahead and save his dead person, then osa l'chavuyah ben mezit. So he's going to, the concern is, he's deliberately going to go and extinguish it because of the pain. It's not like money, okay, it's done. Here's his relative going up in smoke, chas v'shalom, and therefore, there the concern is that he will extinguish it, and therefore we do permit him to move the dead person. Yeah, the opposite of the context of the money, because there is a definite difference, as Taisus describes. Continuing next, Taisus de Maschil, Taisus begins with the words of the Gemara. The leftover oil in the lamp and in the bowl is prohibited, but Reb Shimon Matzi says it's permitted. Which comes to differentiate what's the difference between the Ner Shabbos and Ner Chanukah and that of the mitzvah of Sukkah. That is, the Gemara brought a brisa, which our Tosfos is quoting from, that the leftover oil in the lamp and in the bowl is prohibited. Reb Shimon says mutter, because Reb Shimon doesn't hold the muktzah. Now, it says Tosfos, although Reb Yehuda held that it's aser, but the Achar Shabbos, after Shabbos, then Mutter, it's going to be permitted to use the leftover oil. We don't say, oh, that it's hooked to the mitzvah forever. You don't say that. It's only when the mitzvah is being done. But after Shabbos, then it's going to be permitted. We find the same thing regarding the decorations of the sukkah. That also is topic men ad matziyam to ba'achrin. It's prohibited to have benefit from the noy sukkah, from the decorations, from the mitzvah of sukkah, including its decorations, until the end of the last day of Yom Tov. So because then it's sukkah mitzvah. But after the Yom Tov sukkahs, then sure, it's permitted. We don't say it's forever set, designated for the mitzvah. After the Yom Tov, you could utilize it. Now, v'kashalari, but the re is bothered. The Maish no Mener Chanukah, why are these two mitzvahs different than the Chanukah candles? The Tanyul and the Brice, cover the Rishon. Let's say the first night of Chanukah, the light goes out, but there's still some leftover oil. Okay, so Maisa Bala Balel Beis, Umadlik Beis, and you add in more oil for the second night, and you light it again. Let's say cover Lil Ches, let's say the last night of Chanukah, the eighth night, it goes out and there's still some oil. So what do? Islam Madur Bifne Atzma, you make a separate bonfire for it, and you burn it up and you consume it that way. Why? Because it was designated for the mitzvah. And what we see here is that we don't say that it was only for the days of Chanukah and not afterwards, like we say by Ner Shabbos. Why here is it different? Why don't we say it's permitted once Chanukah is over? So Vaimari the Re says, because the Ner Chanukah, the difference is by the lamp of Chanukah, the primary element of the lighting of the candle is not for the benefit of the person, let's say, to have benefit from the illumination. Ella farsuminisa, to the contrary, actually, you're not supposed to have benefit from it. It's only coming to publicize the miracle. And because the miracle is so dear, he's not anticipating for when it's going to go out, like as if he's thinking he's going to have benefit from it. Rather, he sets it totally aside just for the mitzvah. So therefore, even when Chanukah is over, it was totally forbidden for the person, totally set aside eternally for the mitzvah. Of their Shabbos, in contrast, by the Shabbos candles, lahana aseibol, though it's a mitzvah, but it's coming to benefit the person. The whole purpose of why it's shalom bayis and such an important mitzvah is because it actually gives the person benefit. So therefore, yeshiv a mitzvah b'sheichabes. So therefore, the person continues wanting to have benefit from it. So he waits till when it's going to go out and is going to be permitted to use it. Well, the kachmata, therefore, after that point, Reb Shimon on Shabbos, Reb Yehuda after Shabbos, but therefore that's why it's permitted. Therefore, it's different than Ner Chanukah. So I tell you, if you're going to say that, but Tais has to take a second look, because Umayshna Ner Shakava, why is it different? This lamp that goes out, the Shabbos Neris, the Asal Talta L'Rabbi Yehuda, so we say, okay, according to Yehuda, even when it goes out, on Shabbos itself, it's Muktzah. It's forbidden to utilize it. Why is it different, Misukah Ru'u De'Alma, from a regular Sukkah, that's shaky, ready to fall down, where Demahani Batanai, there, a stipulation lets you utilize the walls of the sukkah for a different purpose. Kedamal kamen b'shmaiten, like the Gemara later on, the sugya of Memheim and Av tells us, in the next daf, then hisna leo, we said that if, let's say, someone made a stipulation before the yomtiv of sukkahs, that he wants to use it for his own personal purposes, so we said, akol afi tanoi, everything goes according to stipulation, and then he can even use it during the yomtiv of sukkahs. Umukil ha-mesach tzbein, the Gemara b'yeh, daf lamed ha-beis, explains, it qualifies, it's talking about besukkah de amavir ur. It's talking about, in general, a sukkah which was shaky already. The etmal daite elevesha tipol, that already from before yom tov, he already thought about it that it's going to fall and he's going to be able to use it, and therefore it's not muktzah. There's no isser of, let's say, stiras oil of demolishing it because it's going to fall. So therefore, the question is, v'ner nami daite elevesha yichabes. So why didn't you say the same thing about the ner Shabbos, which is a continuation of the thing we just said in the previous taste discussion, where you're saying it's different than ner Chanukah because you're intending that you want to be able to use it. So your intention is that it's going to go out. So then the question on Rabbi Yehuda is, v'amai emoil tonight l'stapik b'meisar shemen. Then why doesn't it help to make a stipulation, like we say by the mitzvah sukkah, that to be able to utilize the leftover oil after it goes out, when there's no more problem about a kibuy of extinguishing? And actually, Ul Reb Shimon Nami, you could ask a question on Reb Shimon also, although he actually permits it once it goes out, even on Shabbos. But the question is, Yel tonight l'stabik min Hashem hametavtiv, which he agrees actually is forbidden. The stipulation should help that you could be able to utilize the dripping oil, even b'shosha ner delik, even when the light is lit. Not only when it goes out. Because why is it different than the stipulation in the mitzvah sukkah? The Shlomo Taz says, what you could say is that, no. Another division. First we made a division with sukkah and ner Shabbos from Nerem ner Chanukah. Now you can make a division from sukkah and ner Shabbos. Because the hasam over there, sukkah de al mohe sasuyim is man gadol. When we say that was a regular hut that was made for a long time, even before the yomtiv, now va'at de ben hashmashes inu boidel memena. So we're saying, but now by twilight, he's not separating himself from this thing, because although it's for the mitzvah, but he's stipulating that he wants to be able to use it. And v'yeshiv mitzapa masai tipol, and he's sitting there and he's waiting when it's going to fall. So therefore, the stipulation helps. Avoner, but regarding the Ner Shabbos, Iker haktza'asahu bein hashmashes, the primary thing that sets it aside for the mitzvah of Shabbos is by twilight. V'dachiyah b'yadayim l'tzarech Shabbos, and he is actively rejecting it, that it's being here lit for the purposes of Shabbos. So it's not like some old sukkah which was up for a long time and it wasn't just made now muktzah. To the contrary, the guy says, I want to be able to use it. He says he's going to fall. Here, although he knows he's going to go out, but here himself actively is lighting it right before Ben Hashmashes for the purpose of Shabbos. So therefore, it's more stringent. And V'loi Mahani B'tanai, and therefore, since right now he's rejecting it, and it's right now, right before Shabbos, that he's actually doing it, therefore the stipulation is not going to help, and therefore it's not difficult why Rabbi Yehuda doesn't permit it after it goes out, and Rabbi Shimon doesn't allow it when it's still lit from the oil that drips out. The next taste of Masoch begins the words of the Gemara, Ladivri Hamatir Asr. According to the one who says it's permitted, here it's going to be Asr. And that's what Taizah comes to explain. When Reb Zeri says Ladivri Hamatir, who is he going on? That is because the Gemara said a teaching from Reb Zeri, which was inversive, which the Gemara brought a Braisa, three machlekas. The first opinion, Rabbi Huda, the most stringent one, he says, You're allowed to move a new lamp, but not an old lamp, because that's Muktzeh Machmas Mias. Remeir says you can move old lamps, even the old lamps, because he's not concerned with Muktzeh Machmas Mias. But a lamp that was lit on Shabbos is Muktzeh Machmas Mias, so that you can't move. Shimon says no, you can move all those, except a light that's actually lit now on Shabbos, because he's not concerned with Muktzeh Machmas Mias or Machmas Mias. Only when it's lit, as the Gemara understands it now, because you might come to extinguish it. Now, the Gemara's discussion, the Gemara brings from Reb Zeira, that he says, regarding a candelabra which was lit on Shabbos and goes out, which it's Muktzeh Machmas Iser. So according to the words he says is the words of Tesis quotes, L'divri Hamater Aser and L'divri Ha'iser Mutter. So Tesis brings the Pirsh B'Kondrish, Rashi explains the words of Reb Zeira, what does he mean L'divri Hamater, that here it's going to be Aser? That's L'divri Meir. It's going according to the opinion of Meir, that he said, as we quoted before, as we just mentioned, that although he, quote, permits to move a Ner Yashan, because he's not concerned with Muktzeh Machmas Mias, but over here with the problem is Muktzeh Machmas Iser, he agrees it's going to be Aser. And therefore this lamp that was lit at one point on Shabbos and it goes out, you're not allowed to move it. But B'mtayma Tez has to take a second look, then my Kamash Malon. And what's Reb Zeira coming to teach us? That Remeir agrees, although he permits Ner Yashan, he's not concerned with Muktzeh Machmas Mias, but here he agrees by Muktzeh Machmas Iser. So what's Reb Zeira the Amara teaching us? That explicitly was in the words of Reb Meir himself. He said, Ner Shad Lika Baba Yisra Shabbos. If it's lit that Shabbos, he says, Aser. So Reb Zeira is not teaching us anything more than what he says explicitly in the Brisa. So the Tzitzit Yishem, what you could say is, no, that Reb Zeira is teaching us something. Because to have him, I would have said, Hanami Le B'Ner Shal Cheres, when is he saying that you cannot move a lamp that was lit on this Shabbos, even when it goes out, is a lamp made out of earthenware? This, but Tarti. Yeah, he holds Muktzeh Machmas Mias is not a problem itself, but when it has two things, that Muktzeh Machmas Mias and Machmas Iser, that then it would be problematic. Kamash Malam, that's what Reb Zeira is coming to teach us. No, Dafila B'Shamatechas, which is what this palmet, this candelabra is made of. Even if metal, Deloimois, which is not disgusting, Veles Be'ela Muktzeh Machmas Iser, only has one problem of Muktzeh Machmas Iser, that even that Osir Meir Meir says forbidden. But Ve'inil Rabbeinu Tam does not like the interpretation of Rashi. Why? Because the Lafi Zeh, according to Rashi's interpretation, Hadamasik, this that the Gemara concludes, that actually, no, it's not really that the one who permits forbids and the one who forbids permits, that no, actually, in this case, Divreha Kol Aser, everyone agrees it's going to be Aser. According to Rashi's interpretation, Loi Hava, it's not really everyone. Eli Remeir, Rabbi Yehuda, the Koyla, what's going on? Those two, that both of them, not only Remeir, but even Rabbi Yehuda agree that it's going to be Aser, as the Gemara proved. But Veloi Reb Shimon, it's not going on Reb Shimon, because that Reb Zeira was not talking about at all. Now that's problematic because the word Divrakol sounds like it's going in everyone, even the most lean interpretation, that of Reb Shimon. So Mefarash Rabbeinu Tam explains, Bechem Perish Rabbeinu Chananel, that Ladivya Matar, who's that referred to? Not like Rashi says Reb Meir. Haini Reb Shimon. That's going on Reb Shimon. That he permits to move that Ner Shel Cheres, whether new or old, or even if it's lit, this Shabbos, he's not concerned with Muktzeh Machmas Iser or Machmas Mias. So why Aser Kamba Pamet? So what's the Gemara then saying? What's Reb Zeira saying that here he's going to hold that by this candelabra it's going to be Aser? Because the Hapamet Gadlhu, it's a large candelabra. Oh, that's Kakais, Vakarba, Shashas. That's like a cup or bowl or this large glass vessel. Kamei Pamet Shel Beis Rebbe. Like we find that there are these candelabras like by the household of Rebbe, which are very large, cannot be moved only with two hands. The Shilik Kokis, like the Gemara brings later on, the Chaval from a base, where you not let him move it because it's so big. That's what we're saying, according to Reb Shimon, that holds he's the Mati, he's the most lean interpretation. Here's going to be it's Aser. But Divri Aser, the one who says forbidden, who's that? Haini Reb Meir, Reb Yehuda. The Asri B'ner Cheres Shal Dlikud by Beis HaShabbos, that they both agree that by the earthenware vessel, which was lit on that Shabbos, now, that it's Aser, meaning Bahani Milik, because what's that case talking about? B'ner Shal Cheres, when it's an earthenware lamp. Dikatarti, where there's two flaws, it's Muktzeh Machmas Mias, Umachmas Iser. Yeah, that's where they both agree that it's going to be forbidden to move. So there the Eisrim of a B'nei Mateches, but by this metal lamp, actually Sharu, they actually hold it's going to be permitted. And that's what Reb Zeira was saying. Masik, but then the Gemara concludes that no, as we proved it in the Gemara for Reb Yehuda, but that is also, like Tais is explaining, going on Reb Meir too, that Philip B'Shal Mateches, that even when it's for metal, even if it's only Muktzeh Machmas Iser, then Usher Reb Meir would hold it would be forbidden. And Bachanam reading Perek Kama Dechulin, and this actually we say in the first Perek Kama Dechulin, that's Vav Med Aleph, we can prove this point because the Gemara only proves the regarding Reb Yehuda. And Tosfos is saying that we also know that Reb Meir is also the same thing, that the Gemara tells us Ad Kan Lishur Reb Meir, where do we find Reb Meir permits that when someone does on Shabbos, ela b'mevashel, we're going to cook it. Because that's not a problem about muktzah, because the raw lochas, even before it was cooked, you were able to eat it, albeit raw. Abashechid, regarding slaughtering that lay, Rebbe Meir did not permit to eat on Shabbos because it was muktzah. Before it was slaughtered, you weren't able to eat it at all. So therefore we see that Rebbe Meir agrees when there's just a problem, muktzah machmas iser, even though it's not muktzah machmas miyas, that's going to be forbidden. That's what the Gemara's ultimate conclusion is. But again, Ladivra Hamater Aser, according to Rashi, is Rebbe Meir, according to Rebbe Natam, it's going on Reb Shimon. Turn next test of Maskelitz begins the words of the Gemara, Mita Sheyichadu Lamois, a bed that was designated for monies, Asl Tatlet is forbidden to be moved. Today's come to explain that this that you're not allowed to move it is even what's called a Tzerech Gufo or Mekayma. This teaching of Yehud Merav is Muktzah, is a Muktzah, what's called a Klisha Malachti Le'Isser. As Tais explains, Nero would seem that Fil Tzerech Gufo, Fil Tzerech Mekayma, Asr, to move this bed, which is not Muktzah in and of itself, but since it's what's called its malacha, its designation is for a prohibited thing, which is to put the money on it. So you're not allowed to move the bed for itself. Let's say you want to use the bed for, let's say, sleeping on. Or letzech mekayim, you want the place where the bed is. No, us would be forbidden to move it. Why? Since you designated the bed for monies, so shuvei noisim eminishim tashmish, you can't use any utility now with this bed because it's a klitsha malach. Listen, it's a vessel that's designated for a prohibited element. It's like the trumpets, which is just for a prohibited activity. The Oslo Tatz Rebbe Yehuda, the Rebbe Yehuda holds you not to move it. I feel it's a kufa mekayma, even if you want to use it for a permitted thing or for its place. Now, Reb Shimon, lo yasser, as we see in our Gemara, holds not forbidden. Lo yasser shum muktzah tzerech kufa mekayma. He holds no, nothing is muktzah that's forbidden to utilize it for itself, for a permitted utility or for its place, even the klishim lach lisser. The only case he agrees to is if it's like so set aside that because it's a person afraid of something happening to it, afraid of loss of money, then he would hold it's forbidden to move the Tzerech Gufoy Mekayimai. But according to him, one could move this bed, Tzerech Gufoy Mekayimai. So although we're saying that it's Muktzah, he would hold that here would be Mutter, Tzerech Gufoy Mekayimai.